Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The big question is, will Bryce Harper be a National when we get to spring training? And we know that Brian Dozier is going to be the starting second baseman yesterday. And Anibal Sanchez is in the rotation. And Kyle Bearclaw and Trevor Rosenthal are in the bullpen. And Yan Gomes is going to catch.
We know some things.
But we don't know about Bryce Harper yet. There's a chance, by the way, we could get an answer this weekend. We could be doing a show Monday.
This Phillies meeting is everything.
Yeah.
It depends on what they want to do. If, again, when owners get involved, egos get involved, best practices are thrown out the window. There are rumblings of huge offers. Nobody's got great dollar figures confirmed or anything. Here's what I think is going to happen. Phillies are going to put the full court press on and say, what's the best offer? Here's more.
It feels to me like there are three cars on the track. Really, that's it at this point to try to win this race. If, in fact, the reports about the Dodgers are true and they're unwilling to give the double-digit years, 10, 12-year deal that you're hearing speculated for the other clubs, and they want to do maybe even more money but a much shorter 4- or 5-year contract, that's not going to cut it for me. It's the Nationals with the 10 and the over 300 that they've offered. It's the Phillies, who Bob Nightingale speculated, I saw this morning, could be offering 12 years and as much as $350 million.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Chicago White Sox, who might have to go above and beyond everybody else. I still don't think that would be enough. I'm not really sure why Bryce Harper would want to go to a city where he plays second field to the Cubs and his buddy Chris Bryant. I just have to imagine, from an ego standpoint, he wouldn't be interested. But it makes it a little bit easier to sleep, and it makes it a little bit easier on your ego
that
if
we
they
have
give
that.
You
yeah.
360 or 375. If they give you more than everyone else is offering by a substantial amount, maybe you'd go there. But it seems like it's a three-team race. I don't know if I'm way off base here. Maybe I'll end up looking foolish. I can't see him doing anything other than the Phillies, the Nationals, or the Dodgers, and it just doesn't seem like LA is willing to jump into the mix.
The keys are the sweeteners, right? Because the money is all going to be relative. It might come out in the wash, right? So at the end of a 10-year deal, if you got $350 million or $360 million, you're talking about not even $1 million per year when you really break it down, right, after taxes and everything else. It's going to be the opt-outs, the option years, the control, some of the no-trade or the list or the various kinds of things. You're now into the nitty-gritty. This market took a while to take shape, and Major League Baseball players, I think, are still frustrated by how slow these markets are moving because you touched on it. Pitchers and catchers report in a month. We are less than 5 weeks away, basically, for most teams getting going with next season, and there's a lot of unemployed guys, a lot of guys settling for a lot less years, a lot less money than we were kind of used to, than they were told with the last CBA, which was saying, hey, we're going to limit young guys' salaries so that we can spend on you established players, and that's not happening. So guys are looking at this with hawk eyes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.